Blog Talk Radio. said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap.
Amen. Praise God. This means war. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Good evening to, amen, everyone. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Praise God. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer. To Pastor Carol, ministers, evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the mothers, intercessors, youth, to the men, ADM Frontline, to the members, families, and friends, good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. Good evening, good evening, good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Oh, bless His holy name. For we called on the Lord, and He heard our cry and came to rescue us from that bottomless pit. Oh, bless His holy name. What a mighty God we serve on today. As we come down and bow down at His throne before Him, to lay everything at His feet, that He will pick it up and that we will no longer have it to worry. Oh, bless His holy name. That's the kind of God we serve, that takes all of our worries away, takes all of our cares away, and gives us peace, love, and understanding on today. For we thank God on today. See, because it was Him that woke us up this morning, started us on our way, brought us through the day with no hurt, harm, or danger. And we just want to tell Him thank you. We just want to tell Him thank you because of who He is. Our God, our Lord, our Father, our Healer, our Provider, our Protector. And He's protecting each and every one of us today. For He sits high and He looks low. Oh, bless His holy name. See, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitting into place, how God put it together. Aren't you glad on today? Aren't you glad on today that God, when He made you, He broke the mold? Oh, bless His holy name. Because of His love and His kindness that drew you unto Himself. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. He's a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. He's an all-caring, all-seeing God. And he will not fail. And he does not lie, because he cares for you and me on today. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also, Pastor Smith, on this blessed day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving God the honor, who's the truly head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. Honor to Pastor Smith and Sister Smith and everyone at ADM Ministry this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to your throne boldly. In the name of Jesus, God, kneeling down to you this day, God. God, we repent for everything that we had said wasn't of you, God. The things that we had did or walked is not like you, God. We ask that you forgive us this day, God. But most of all, God, we just thank you for another blessed day, God. Another blessed day that you allowed us to see, God. Not that we've been so good and perfect, God, but we thank you for having mercy and grace upon us this day, God. Oh, God, I pray this day that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, continue to let our eyes see what you see, God, and let us love like you love them in spite of all, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God, that you continue to heal the sick and shut in bodies, God. Heal in the name of Jesus, God. We know by your stripes we are already here. If no matter how our bodies feel in the double shake, God, oh God, but we know that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you how you shield and protect us out last night and up to this point, God. Oh God, thank you for your safety, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your salvation, how you saved and filled us with your Holy Ghost, God. Oh God, but we pray this day, God, that you continue to order our footsteps, order them in the way that you will have them to go, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue, God, to just sit in you, God. Hey, God, just kneel down at the altar, God, just calling on the name of Jesus, God. We realize the name of Jesus, God, can wash us whiter than snow, God. We realize the name of Jesus, God, will keep us from being busy by God, oh, Shady. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, that we'll have your old God, the Lord of our son, little Moshe, God. God, we realize the world of love is don't do us no justice. The world of love, God, oh, Moshe, they'll say you, say you love you instead of stabbing you in the back. Love world will let you know, Haribo Shay, that they have your back. They really don't, God. Oh, God, I lift up this nation to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It's in a serious condition, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift the world up today, God. I pray, God, that you begin to shake it like never before, God. Shake, Haribo Shay, God. Today, hear your voice, God. Shake today, say, I yield, I yield. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift every minister up. Hey, God, I pray, God, that you continue to let them stay on the wall, God. Continue to let them cry loud in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let them cry loud and let the truth roll from their lips of clay, God. Continue to let them cry loud, God, of O.J., and spare nothing, God, of O.J., God. Oh, continue to spill out the word of God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day, God. Thank you, Lord, of O.J., in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I speak in encouragement to somebody. Hey, glory to God. With their heads turned down, God, like it's all over. But I come to tell you it's not all over. Hey, God, of my standard of O.J., all on Jesus, God, of O.J., not just so-called man, all on the name of Jesus. I know how to say that is power. Power in the name of Jesus, God. Power in the Lord of Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, that you can love people when you know them and talking about it. You can love people, how to say, God, no matter what they say, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, for your glory and your peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your peace, God, that we can just lay down and not, don't worry about anything, but just resting in your peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our youth up to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you continue, God, to save them, deliver them, and set them free, God. Continue, Lord, over us, God. Shield the angels all around them, God. Keep them from all hurt and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we lift up their mothers up to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pour love into the mothers and the fathers, God. Lord, oh, say, God, that they can teach their children about love in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift the Bible family up to you, God. They all not equal, Lord, oh, say, may not be what they need to be, God. But we thank you, Lord, for delivering them, saving and set the captain free this day, God. Lift the Armadine and Jane Jesus up to you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Hado Oboche, how you're healing everybody's right now. In the name of Jesus, God, you told us to walk by faith and not by sight. They go, Oboche, Oboche, God. Thank you, by faith, they're already healed. In the name of Jesus, God, I continue to live up the Mumford family to you, God, the Weems family, God, the Jackson family. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Thank you for the word that's going to come forth today, God. Oh, God, let us get in position, God. Open our heart and our minds up and receive your word that you have for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to let us live right now before God. These things we ask you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this day. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God,
we praise
thank you, Lord.
God, we praise you right now. God, we glorify your holy name. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst. Come in the midst right now. Oh, glory be to God. Have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come. Come and have your way right now. Spirit of the living God, come in the midst. Come in the midst. Breathe on us right now. Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Take full control right now of every circumstance, every situation. Move by your power, move by your might, move by your anointing. Holy Spirit of our living God, do it right now. Shake us right now. Stir up the atmosphere right now. Internationally. Nationally and locally, Holy Spirit of the living God, move right now, reprove right now, renew right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Yes, Yerobosanda, have your way, Yerobosanda. Glory be to God. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. You see it all. You know it all. Glory, hallelujah. So fix it all right now. No matter what it is, every trial, every tribulation, every care. Oh, Jesus, move right now. On us, your people, move right now. And fix it, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. And when you fix it, Lord, when you fix it, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, God, we know that it'll be fixed thoroughly and wholly. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Come. Come in the midst. Come in the midst right now, wherever we are, and touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. Holy Spirit of the living God, move. Have your way. Holy Spirit, come and do a work, a mighty work right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, hey, glory, Roboshandara. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming to sin about us. So have your way. We surrender totally to you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Right now, we give it all to you. We lay it down, Lord God, at your feet, that your Holy Spirit, oh glory, will fix it right now for each and every one of us. Our minds, our hearts, our thought process, Holy Spirit of the living God, sweet Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Have your way right now. Have your way right now. Have your way right now. Nothing that we can do of ourselves, but we can do all things. Sweet Spirit of God, oh glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit, do it right now. Go out on these waves. Touch right now. Every heart. Every man. Move right now. Glory, hallelujah. In the north. In the south. In the east. And the west. Holy Spirit of the living God. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way right now. And we're going to thank you. And we're going to praise you today, Bosa. Oh, glory. Your holy name, here, Edible. Oh, glory. Just have your way right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, God. God. For coming.
Yes. Thank you.
For seeing your battle. For hearing our hearts cry. Oh,
yes,
glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We
thank
you. And we pray. And we glorify you now. Sweet Spirit of the living God. So have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. And we glorify your holy name. In the name of Jesus. For every touch of the living God. Oh, glory. That you poured out your anointing upon us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for pouring it out upon us, oh God. Because you care for us, Lord, we thank you. And we love you, Lord, because you care for us. And you love us. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming in the midst right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing your will in us that the Lord God has sent you to be in the name of Jesus. So right now, touch us where we are. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Yes. Manifest yourself right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you.
Thank
you for working it out.
Hey, yes,
thank you, Lord. For renewing our mind. For renewing our heart. For renewing our thought process.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, we thank you. Because no matter where you are, because you're omnipresent, that you can reach and touch us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. With your anointing of your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You can do it, Lord. And we thank you. And we praise you for touching us internationally. National.
Yes, Lord.
And locally, Lord God. So have your way on today. Take us through.
Lord.
Take us through. Now give us a word from on high. Give us a word from on high. Holy Spirit,
Lord.
Of the living God. Through your word. Do it right now. In Jesus' name. So we give you thanks.
Thank you,
Jesus. We give you praise. We raise our hands in adoration. In honor and praise unto you. And we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be the highest praise to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing and what you've done and what you're going to do. We give you thanks and praise. As the word come forth now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, and we all said amen, and amen, and amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. Oh, glory. How sweet it is.
Yes, Lord.
How anointing it is. Glory. Yes, yes, yes. How reassuring and comfortable it is being in the presence of the Lord.
Thank
oh, we
you,
give him
Jesus.
Praise. We give him honor and glory.
Hallelujah.
Because of his grace and
amen.
His mercy is sufficient unto
thank
the
you.
Day. In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. Upon each and every one of us.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to move along, praise God. Amen. And we got our own Minister Shanita Ponton that's going to come and break the bread of life around the Lord's table with us on this evening. This marvelous Monday, I give you Minister Shanita Ponton. God bless you, Minister.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Hallelujah. You are absolutely right. It is nothing better than being in the presence of the Lord, letting his Holy Spirit just lead and guide you. It's an experience that you just can never want. Once it comes to you, you can never forget it. It's something that goes with you all the time. So tonight, I just want to say God bless you to everyone. I would love to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, my husband, Bernard, my apostle and first lady, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor Smith, Pastor-elect Smith, and Pastor Carol. And definitely, I would like to say good evening to my ADM family and friends, and all of our friends that's around the globe. It's always an honor to come to you all in spirit and truth.
Amen.
This evening, though, I have a question for you. And my question is, are you too busy to have an intimate relationship with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be reading from the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 38 through 42. And it states, now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the feet and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So let's break that down. A lot of times we ask people how they're doing, and their first answer is busy. These scriptures that I just read to you all, Martha was also very busy. Martha was actually too busy to take time to enjoy Jesus when he came to her home. She was busy working and trying to impress Jesus and the disciples, making sure that everything was in place. And guess what? Everything was in place. But see,
Amen.
She had the wrong mentality. She had the wrong mentality. She did not pick up what her sister Mary did. See, Mary, on the other hand, chose wisdom. And she sat at the feet of Jesus so she could learn. She knew that she only had a small amount of time while he was in that village to be his friend. And see, what we need to learn is that we need to spend precious quality time with the Lord. We have to make sure that we don't make the mistake of fitting God into our schedule. We have to make sure that God is first, and we put our schedule around Him. See, that's where a lot of us confused. We sit and say God is the head of our life, but then we pick and choose when we go to God, when we talk to God, when we pray, and when we study our word. The biggest mistake in our spiritual life. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Spend time studying God's word, praying, fellowshipping, that will change your life. It will make you stronger. It will allow you to endure your trials and tribulations. And it will make you into just know. You will know when you are in his presence. You will know what it is to pray for. Because you don't have to do it. The Holy Spirit is going to do it for you. But you have to be, cannot be so busy where you cannot hear him when he calls you. You cannot be so big where you can't feel him when he tugs on your heart. We have learn how to recognize things when God is calling us. We have to learn to recognize the Spirit is raising up in us. We have to be in his presence. We can't have a lot of talking around us when God is in the house. We can't when God is in the house, when he's trying to get to understand that this is the time. This is the time that I want to talk to you. This is the time that I want to spend time with you. This is the time I want to wrap my arms around you. This is the time that I may want to show you dreams and visions or give you a prophet to tell someone. So it's a good thing to serve God, but you have to make sure that you are serving the wrong way. You have to make sure you're not get in the midst of what he wants you to do. Yeah. We have to make sure that we are attentive to him at all times, what he chooses for us to do, because he is the head of our life. He is, as we say, our focal point. When he's in our presence, quietly, listening, making sure that you are hearing. See, a lot of us listen, but we don't hear. So you have to make sure that you come. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to come humble. You have to come expecting. That God is going to give you an experience, or something that you never got before.
Amen.
We have to, when he's in our presence.
Amen.
I can remember my husband used to fuss at me because I used to think sitting and watching the Word Channel would put me in the presence of God. And and my husband was like, "But when are you going to pick up the Bible and read? When are you going to pick up and go in your private place and pray. You're praying with the TV. Amen. You're mm-hmm. reading the word, what the person on the TV got. When are you going to do it yep. yourself? But yet you say mm-hmm. you're in his presence. He said, no.
Amen.
Your presence is, his presence is in that closet that you go to. Mm-hmm. You will sit here
Amen.
10 hours a day and watch this TV, but you can't get up, take your Bible in your private place
Hallelujah.
And read the Bible and talk mm-hmm. to God on your own. See,
come on.
Other people can't do it for us. Other
Amen.
People cannot do it.
Amen.
Mama was a good thing impressing Jesus, but she wasn't. To end this,
mm-hmm.
we have to know when to be in the presence of God. We have to know
Amen.
When to and wait on him. We have to
Amen.
Know when to him. We have to use
mm-hmm.
the wisdom that is given to
mm-hmm.
us. I
Amen.
Pray that you help tonight. And I pray that you all have a very good remaining of your night. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for Minister Nita. Amen.
Yes, yes.
And those words coming from the Lord
yes.
of wisdom and his knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have
yes.
time for God? And we're going to bring in our own pastor, Pastor
Jesus.
Temple Spencer, Apostle. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. And also, God bless you, Minister Nita. Amen. I don't
yes,
know about
amen.
You, but I feel so. I'm still jacked up from what Lord done did on yesterday. I don't know about you. This
yes.
is a perfect message. It is a perfect message for today. Because at the end of the day, we go through so much things in life. We go through so much problems, so much issue. Different things come at us financially, legally. All kinds of stuff comes at us. It's nothing
yes.
like the presence of the Lord. Because when
no,
the presence of the Lord shows up, you guess what? Everything that is not like God has to go. Everything
oh,
has
man.
To go. Scrap. Everything has to go. Burdens
Yes.
The thing is, when the scripture says, I love the scripture that Minister Nita brought
mm-hmm.
out, they that wait upon the Lord, amen,
mm-hmm.
shall renew that spirit, mind up like wings, like eagles, shall renew that spirit. See, the thing about it is, to get in God's presence, you have to wait on him. Hey, y'all hear me? You have to wait on him. You have to be a
yeah.
person that is. You got to keep praying in the spirit. And like she was talking about the closet, it doesn't come right away. Sometimes you got to sit in that closet, and you just got to wait on him. And when you wait upon him, what God is saying in the metaphor, it shall renew your strength. He's going to take you
yeah.
into heights. That even the vultures or the chicken head spirit cannot come and follow. Y'all heard me, my goodness.
Hey, glory to God.
Because an eagle, it flies in realms, it flies in heights that no other bird want to be able to soar into. Sometimes we could be so heavy to where we can't even fly to get off the ground. But when you wait upon the Lord and get into his presence, things of God, that is not like God has to go. It's going to have to leave. So sometimes, you know, we Pastor Smith, I'm listening, that we don't even have to get deep with this here. We can just tell somebody, say, look, I had a long day today, and I just need to get in the presence, because if I don't get in the presence, you're going to feel side of me that you're going to say that's unholy, or you're going to feel side of me that you're going to say that it's ungodly. So let me step into this, for I won't get out. Sometimes we got to get in God's presence, for we won't get out of character. I don't miss everybody there all over the world, internationally. Sometimes we have to get in God's presence, for we won't break down. We have to get in this presence. Now, watch this. Don't go in this. See, a lot of times we go in this God's presence, we think we could go in a kind of way. I bet you don't go to the White House in a kind of way if you're invited.
Amen.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I bet you don't go to the White House in a kind of way if you're invited. Amen. If you're invited, you're going to be stressed. You're probably trying to find tuxedo. You're going to try to find the look the part. You ain't going to just wear something if you're going down to Publix or going down to your local Walgreens. Amen. Same thing with the Spirit of the Lord. We want to enter into his gates. Y'all hear me? Enter his gates with thanksgiving. I want to enter into his gates with a burden, not with a problem, not with all these clothes that I don't wrap up in the spirit and I'm all weighted down. Come into his face with thanksgiving. That's all I can tell somebody. All you have to do is show me the gate of the Lord. Once you show me the gate of the Lord, I already know everything's gonna be all right. I'm finna have me a hallelujah good time, because when I enter into the gate, it's nothing but peace, it's nothing but joy, it's nothing but happiness, it's nothing but prosperity. And I got to say, everything that is not like God, do what the songwriter say. The songwriter say, shake, 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 shake the devil off in the name of Jesus. Say, y'all hear me this much. Take the devil loose. And some of you this morning that listen up under the sound of the Holy Ghost, you need to begin to shake some things off of you and enter into the presence of God. Stop standing on the outside and smelling what's going on good in the inside.
Come on,
you might have smelled the aroma that somebody cooking, but it's only when you're going inside you can enjoy the beauty of it. Come on in the inside. Come on in my room. There is peace in my room. There is joy in my room. There is love
Somebody
just come on in the room.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. He is my doctor, and he writes all my scripture. So come on in my room. Now, hear me. My goodness, he is your doctor, and he writes down all of your prescription. So come on in the room. I'm just so I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what it is, baby. You can only enter into the presence of God on your level. You probably say, listen, I need me a moment. Get you a moment. Because at the end of the day, can I give you a prophecy? At the end of the day, it's a matter of time. As you're waiting on God, you finna get ready to mount up like wings, like eagles. You finna begin. So at the end of the day, I can only be on the ground for so long. But I'm finna get ready to but I'm going to enter into my joy. Joy comes in the morning. I'm in a joy like never before, and ain't nobody going to stop me. I refuse to come and see when ain't nobody like him. My God, y'all better holler at me. I feel I'm telling you right now, saints of God, please, over the world, find your place. Get in the presence of God. Shake off the shake it, because one thing about it, I want to share this. One thing about it, when you enter into this court, it's discerning eyes all around you. If you don't understand the book, about the beast around the throne. And the book of Revelation, it talks about the beast around the throne. It talks about different types of beasts. And the Bible explains it as eyes within and eyes without. That's beast that discerns. Beast that see everything all the way around the throne. So if you come in there with something that is not of God, my God, and God already knows it out of heaven, it kicked poverty out of heaven. It did not hear me. That was part of the third that went with Satan. And some of the third named poverty. Some of the third named rejection. Some of the third named depression. Some of the third name with my God Almighty, frustration, worryation. Some of the third name, high blood pressure. Some of the third name, sugar diabetes. Some of the third name, my God Almighty. Some of the third name, some of the third name, drug. And I go, it kicked it out of heaven. And when it kicked out of heaven, everything that entered into this gate is good and pure. So if you want to respond from God tonight, I'm telling you right now, you go into the presence of the Lord. Lift your head, shake it loose, baby. You don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. It's just, all you have to do is just wait on it, because it's a matter of time before it going to happen. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. I got to go. But I feel the Holy Ghost, and I feel a good soak in the Holy Ghost, because I feel right now, you get ready to mount up in this season. You finna get ready to soar in the place that God ordained for you to soar. Coming down to feed with the chicken. You're not coming down to eat roadkill. You finna soar into that are headed, and nothing's going to stop you. I prophesy tonight that you're going to soar in the Holy Ghost. You're going to soar in the presence of God. I prophesy in the Holy Ghost that you're going to begin to enter into the gates of heaven with thanksgiving. You're going to begin to overseed over your problem. You're going to be more than a conqueror. You're going to look across the hill for which coming to our help. You're going to look up. And at the end of the day, the Lord is your salvation in your strength. Whom shall you fear? God Almighty, you shall walk as a strong tower in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God. Tonight at 4 o'clock, if you're going to get ready to start our 4 a.m. prayer, I want you to see you there all week, my God, right here at the same station on the same line. We're going to bombard heaven. We're not going to keep allowing ourselves to get settled. We're going to keep soaring into the spirit. And God, I don't know about you. I know that it's greater that God has for us and God has for each and every one of you. Let's keep going into the presence of the living God. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'm telling you, I feel a burning in my soul. And I just want to give God the glory. God bless all of
Amen. God bless you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Amen.
For the word.
Amen.
Jesus.
For the word of prophecy.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Mm.
Isn't that
thank
something?
You.
Stay
yes,
in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
You ought to take some time out. Yes.
Come on.
To serve
amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Minister Nita.
Man.
Do you have time for the Lord? Amen.
Good.
Where
amen.
Are you spending your time?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give it all to God. He'll bless you on today. Amen.
Yes,
get in his presence. Enjoy the feast of his table.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes,
glory be to
Lord.
God. He'll bless you. Amen.
Yes.
Remember, 4 o'clock in the morning, prayer, govern yourselves accordingly. Come
yes,
on back
Lord.
Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. prayer. And we'll meet you there. Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody that God loves them and you do too.
Amen.
You have a God blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
It's past the moment, the sunshine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face, cause you're gonna make it. Yeah. You're gonna make it through the day.